Yes, every week we have a whip around the various shires to see what's happening in the areas. Bullock is on a Monday, and Wayne O'Toole, the CEO of said area, is with us. Wayne, morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are those pies looking, mate? Hey?
Oh, yeah, look, just probably getting a win we were going to have, but I'd prefer that we didn't have, Robbo.
Okay, interesting times coming up for you boys, that's for sure.
Sure will be.
Be a great final series, I reckon. Anyway, let's turn our attention to what's happening in the Shire. Last Wednesday night you had the council meeting, a bit of a recap on that, a few things which are very interesting. The annual plan, the year two was adopted. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look, this is really the document that that gives us the focus on the things we need to deliver in this upcoming financial year, Robbo. So it sort of emanates from the Council's 21-25 Council plan, and it identifies key things that we need to do, and they include the development and adoption of a Reconciliation Action Plan, review and update all of our community plans. It's an important thing for all of our communities to get involved in. That'll be upcoming over the next few months. And then a thing that sort of some people might think is a bit boring, but it's important for us, which is development of some drainage plans. And that just really allows us to know which parts of a Bullock we need to focus on for drainage. And then we can go and look for some money to be able to build them. So an important document, Robbo, and that councillors have elected for us to get on with and get that work done.
Yeah. I can save you a fair bit of money between like the engineers and stuff, mate, if you don't mind. But I tell you, the easy way to find out where you need drainage is where there's water sitting around.
Oh, thanks, okay? Robert. I'll be sure and let them know.
You're very welcome.
That'll be a nice open forum.
Yeah, very welcome, mate. I'll tell you that for nothing. Now, the customer experience strategy was also adopted as well.
Yeah, we've been talking about this one for a little while, and it's a really important document which gets us to kind of the key things we need to focus on when it comes to customer service, and that's both internal and external. We have a number of departments who need to be able to work with one another, and it's kind of how all that happens, and also how we ensure that the community gets the things that they want. So this has been a project's been going on for a little while, just in terms of being out in the community and doing some consultation and understanding what their needs are, and then that's reflected in the document. So again, the councils have done quite a bit of work on this, so it's really pleasing that this one has been adopted last Wednesday, Robert.
Yeah, and finally, another one adopted was the community grants guidelines. Show me the money.
Well, that's exactly it, and this is the opportunity that our community groups do get to be able to come to us with their various projects and initiatives and events they might have. And they're looking for money and sponsorship and the like. So this has really just been a tweak which is reflected in the new Local Government Act, Robbo. So and this probably makes the process just a little bit easier, just in terms of the forms that need to be filled in at the start and at the end. Really helping the community groups who are all volunteers, of course. So just helping them to be able to put together a really good submission for the council to be able to assess, and then hopefully award some money for those various projects and events, Robbo.
Yeah. Which obviously everybody else in the community also benefits from some terrific events being put on across the Shire.
Oh, they really do, and they're always competitive as well. So it's really just just making sure, and we can always help the community out with this. But when they're identifying those projects, come and have a bit of a chat to us about the sorts of things you're thinking about, so that when it does come time to put the application in for a grant, that you're really very clear on what it is and what the benefits might be. And if anybody's got any questions on that, then they should feel free to call Rebecca, our community development officer, Robbo, 1-1-300-520-520.
Terrific. Wayne, always good to chat. Thank you for that. And we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Robbo. Talk soon. Bye.
Wayne O'Toole from the Bullock Shire joining us on the Wake Up Call.